They stopped barking and stared at me for a long moment. I noticed a smile curling on Buster's lips, which wasn't necessarily a good sign. I would have preferred something other than a smile, actually.
Say, Muggsy, who is this guy?
It's a jerk, boss. The same jerk who was the same guy we saw the last time we was out here.
Buster looked me over.
Oh, yeah. The cow dog. The head of ranch security. Maybe on the count of three, we all ought to faint and fall down, huh?
I don't think so, boss. I think we can take him, because we got him outnumbered 4-1. Because we got four of us, and he's only got one of him.
You're right, Muggsy. I never realized you were such a whiz at math.
Thanks, boss. I ain't really so good at math, but I can count to four. 1, 3, 7, 4.
Buster turned a sour look on his pal.
That's a phone number, Muggsy. That ain't how you count to four. Now tell the cow dog to shove off before he gets on my nerves.
Okay, boss. I'll tell him. And he'll be sorry he ever came around here and opened his big yap, won't he? Cause we got no use for mutts with big yaps, do we, boss?
Hey, Muggs, tell the jerk, not me. I already know.
Sure, boss. Sure. I'll tell him.
Did I describe Muggs? He was a big, heavy-set bulldog type of guy with a jutting lower jaw. He looked pretty scary, and he was bouncing up and down as though he could hardly wait to get involved in something destructive. He came bouncing over to me and breathed his hot breath in my face.
Okay, jerk. The boss says for you to shove off. Do you hear what I'm saying, jerk?
I stood my ground and tried to look Muggs in the eye. But that wasn't so easy, since he was bouncing up and down. No, what are you saying?
Okay, I'm saying what I'm saying, and you'd better pay attention, jerk. What I'm saying is, the boss better shove off right now, because if he don't... Hey, boss, I think I forgot my lines.
Buster shook his head.
Keep it simple, Muggs. Just tell the jerk to shove off. How hard can that be?
Okay, boss. I got it now.
He whirled back to me.
Okay, jerk. The boss says you should shove off, and he wants to know how simple that can be.
I see. Does he need an answer right away? Muggs stared at me.
I don't know. Maybe I better ask. Hey, boss, the jerk wants to know. I don't know what he wants to know. Maybe you better talk to him yourself.
Buster came lumbering up and pushed Muggs aside.
Maybe I better. What's the big idea, cow dog? Are you trying to make my guys look stupid or what?
Not really. They do a pretty good job on their own.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something, pal. You've been here surrounded by us. Sets a new record for stupid. See, all I have to do is give the word and my boys will tear you apart like a paper sack. On your own ranch.
Muggs was bouncing up and down again.
Yeah, jerk. We'll tear up all the paper sacks we want to on your ranch and then we'll spit out the pieces and then we'll spit on you too.
Shut up, Muggs.
Buster turned back to me.
The point is, cow dog, we're busy. We've got a coon up this tree, see? And we're having fun. And when we're having fun, we don't wish to be disturbed. So maybe you'd like to shove off, huh?
I gave that a moment's thought. Thanks for the offer, but I think you guys had better do the shoving off. Say you're trespassing on my ranch. Buster turned to his pals.
Hey, boys, the cow dog says we're trespassing on his ranch, and he thinks we should do the shoving off. My boys think you're a comedian, pal. They got a nice laugh out of that, and they're fixing to get another laugh when they make pot roast out of you.
They hadn't seen Slim yet, so they weren't aware that I was holding a trump card. I remained calm and gave Buster a worldly smile, even though I was beginning to wonder what was taking my partner so long. Buster, I'm feeling generous today. If you and your boys get off my ranch right now, we'll drop all the charges and forget the whole thing.
Yeah? And what if we don't?
If you don't... I glanced over my shoulder. Where was Slim? He'd been right behind me. If you don't, then... Well, we can always postpone the deadline, I suppose. I began backing away from them. Or maybe I could, shove off. You mentioned that as a possibility. Buster shook his head.
You had your chance to shove off, but you chose to mouth off instead.
Muggs rushed up.
You jerk! You mouthed off and I heard it with my own eyes. And now you're gonna get it, ain't he, boss? Ain't he, huh?
That's right, Muggsy. Okay, boys.
Buster jerked his head to the other two hoodlums, and they moved around behind me, cutting off my escape route back to the pickup. Yikes. They had me surrounded, is what they had me. And where was Slim? For Pete's sake, I'd always known he was slow, but this was ridiculous. Buster was grinning at me.
What do you say now, Cowdog? You got any famous last words before I tell the boys to make meatloaf out of you?
Well, let's see here. Meatloaf's not so good without ketchup, and I'll bet you guys forgot the ketchup.
That's cute, Cowdog. Anything else you want to say?
Well, would it change your mind if I told you that I know karate?
Nah.
And my paws are registered as deadly weapons?
Nah. We'd probably think that you was just bluffing.
I see. My mouth was suddenly dry. I tried to swallow. Should we discuss the brotherhood of all dogs?
No. That brotherhood stuff don't mean much to us. Where we come from, it's dog eat dog.
Right, but it's possible that you misunderstood, Buster. See, I think it's supposed to be dog eat hot dog. You know, weenies. Weenies are very good for growing dogs. Still no sign of Slim. Why, if it was dog-eat-dog, that would make you guys cannibals, you might say. And listen, fellas, I'm just sure that we can work out some kind of deal here. Buster shook his head. So did Muggs. So did the other two.
No deal. And this is your last chance for last words.
I see. Well, in that case, how about... Remember the Alamo! And with that, I made a dive for Muggs. Heck, I didn't have much to lose and figured I might as well lay a few strokes on the biggest and ugliest of the four. I did manage to get in a few strokes, but very few. Muggs was a lot tougher than he was smart, and my pile driver attack didn't make much of an impression on him. He sort of stacked my pile driver, you might say, and then proceeded to pound the ever-living stuffings out of me. Yikes! And then the other two goons joined in, and I was well on my way to the land of pot roast and meatloaf, when all at once the air was filled with flying rocks and sticks. By George, it was Slim.
Yeah, go on, get out of here. Leave my dog alone.
He'd stopped to get a sticker out of his boot, don't you see? And he'd arrived on the scene just in time to pull my chipmunks out of the fire. Chestnuts. Whatever. Just in time to save my skin because those four thugs were well on their way to making a little greasy spot out of me. Muggs and the other two guys ran when the rocks started raining down, but Buster hated to leave. So Slim snatched up a nice big cottonwood limb and offered to break it over Buster's head. Which sort of turned the tide. Buster left, but not without a parting shot.
This ain't the end of it, Cowdog. We'll try this again sometime when your cowboy pal ain't around.
I staggered to my feet and croaked a few barks at him.
Yeah, and when we do,
I'll make pot roast out of your meatloaf. That didn't make much sense, did it? But that's the sort of parting shot a guy comes up with when he's just been romped and stumped. Well, I was mighty glad to see old Slim, so I rushed over to him, jumped up, and gave him a big howdy. He stroked me on the head and scratched me behind the ears, both of which I like very much. Boy, they chewed on you, didn't they? Yes, they did. Although, if he hadn't broken up the fight, I might very well have... Yes, I was pretty well chewed on. I wonder what they were doing around this tree. I barked. Coon! They'd treat a coon. I rushed to the base of the tree and gave it a sniffing, then lifted my head and issued several loud, stern barks. Slim wandered over and looked up into the tree.
Well, I'll be darned. There's a baby coon sitting up there all by himself.
I knew it. See? And I'd found him.
And you know what I bet? I'll bet his mama got run over in the night. And that's her we saw on the side of the road. Them dogs found him and ran him up this tree. Hank, I'll bet he's an orphan, is what I bet.
Yes, probably so, and that was sure too bad.
And I'll bet he needs a home.
Right, but not with anyone we knew. I mean, coons were... Slim wasn't actually thinking of...
Huh?
He pulled on his gloves and climbed up the tree.